Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. This is episode number 183, and today we're going to talk about, should I have two Instagram accounts or should I just have one or many? All right, my friends, welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. Super happy to be here with you. Welcome to my table. Well, today here with me I have two delicious organic cookies along the side with sliced apples. Great way to start the day. And this has just been a really weird kind of end of spring, beginning of summer here in Chicagoland area. It's just like you don't know what's gonna happen every day. We've been getting a lot of rain. Some days are rainy, so a couple of days are sunny, and it seems like we get a sunny day and five rainy days, but you know, that's how it is here. So my friends, today I wanna talk to you about this question that I've gotten quite a bit, which is, Sergio, should I have one Instagram or should I have two Instagram accounts? And mainly because, for example, there may be an artist who, you know, besides doing art, does something else, or even an artist, for example, like a photographer who does fine art photography and also does commercial photography, right? Or an artist who does one type of art, but also does commission work or does other type of work. So, you know, it's the question of, should I have one Instagram account? Should I have two Instagram accounts? Should I have one for my fine art, one for my projects, one for my fine art, one for my teaching, one, you know, et cetera, right? You get the point. Should you have one? Should you have multiple? And when I think the answer is not very easy. I think it, at the end of the day, it all depends what you want. And I faced myself that question, quite a few times, because as you know, I am an artist, of course, but besides being an artist, I'm also a curator. So I'm a very active curator, and I curate for the Joby Art Center. I also curate for my own gallery, and I curate independent projects. So, you know, for a while I was thinking, should I have a, you know, this separate account for Sergio Gomez as curator, where I just feature my curatorial projects, and then in my other page just, or Instagram profile, just feature my fine art. Which one should I do? Should I have both? Besides that, then, you know, when I started Breakfast with Sergio and people started watching it, then I started thinking, well, should I make an Instagram account just for Breakfast with Sergio? And I thought a lot about this, and actually, you know, I went back and forth. Some days I was like, I think I'm gonna open an account for that, and then other days like, well, why should I do that? And well, if you have noticed, I don't have separate accounts. I actually have just one account on Instagram, which is Sergio Gomez Art, where you will see my art, you will see each and every episode of Breakfast with Sergio, you will see some quotes, and you will see my project. So it all kind of is under one Instagram account. And the reason I did that, and maybe this might help you as you try to think about what you might do for yours, is because at the end of the day, I wanted to have one main brand. So the one main brand is Sergio Gomez Art, right? That's my main brand. So I figured, well, some people might come and look for me if they're working with me under my curatorial projects. They might look for me and start following me because I'm the curator. Others, you know, who maybe like you, saw Breakfast with Sergio on your feed, or somebody sent you one of the episodes, and then you like started following Breakfast with Sergio. And because of that, you ended up also, you know, looking at my art and my quotes and other things. And then, you know, recently I started to also write quotes, sometimes quotes that come from these episodes. And I found that, you know, artists really love those quotes, and I'm not copying other people's quotes, I'm just kind of making my own based on the things that I talk about here in Breakfast with Sergio. And a lot of artists love those and share those out as well. And I'm using those on my Instagram account. So, you know, it was this idea of, well, I want to keep it all under the one brand, under Sergio Gomez Art. And you know, those who follow my art and had started following me in my art before I started doing all this other stuff, you know, now they also get, you know, this other interest of mine. So in that sense, I think a one account under me as the artist, as the individual behind everything I do, it does make sense. It does make better sense. I'm trying to build one audience, not many audiences, you know, and even with my Art Next Level community, which is the online platform for helping and coaching artists, which many of you know about or are part of that, my Art Next Level Academy, you know, that's also, you know, part of what I do. So again, it's all incorporated into that one big Sergio Gomez Art brand. And there I talk about all the things that I do, because at the end of the day, they are all art related. And I think that's kind of like the bottom line. Now, two things that you may want to consider. Do I want to build an audience for me as a brand with everything that I do? Or does this other thing or project or business, does it need or require its own brand? And in some cases, I have separated things. So for example, even though everything I mentioned is under the Sergio Gomez Art Instagram page, and you can find everything there, I also have an Instagram for 33 Contemporary Gallery, which is the gallery that I founded. So 33 Contemporary Gallery has its own page, because as an entity, as a business of its own, also I believe that it needs its own brand, independent from me as Sergio Gomez Art. As well as the Art Next Level Academy has also its own Instagram. It has its own Instagram account, which is Art NXT Level, right? Because again, I believe it's an entity that it needs its own audience. And that's how I've been able to kind of figure out, you know, what goes together and what goes separate. You know, if I want to build an audience for itself, you know, for that particular business project or idea, then it should have its own identity, its own Instagram account, or if it's part of who I am as an artist and the things that I want to do, the things that I'm interested on, then I keep it within the Sergio Gomez Art. So that's something that you have to think about. Again, for those of you who have that question, should I have one, should I have multiple? And I think as long as you do it in a way that people understand what is it that you do, and the various things, your various interests within that brand, I think is fine. And the way I have been able to kind of merge all those things together very carefully is on my Instagram account. As I post, if you go to my account, you will see that, you know, particularly within the last month or so, or maybe the last couple of months, there's kind of a sequence, right? In other words, you don't go there and you see a lot of art or a lot of quotes. Or, you know, it's kind of I found a rhythm that works for me. Usually, you will find in this rhythm, you will find a work of art, Breakfast with Sergio episode, or a video of some sort, a quote, and then it repeats again. A work of art, Breakfast with Sergio episode, some sort of other thing, and then a quote, and then almost like the quote breaks things apart for me and allows me to always provide kind of that sequence as I curate my page, so that it makes sense, because it's important for me that when somebody comes to my Instagram account, they understand all the things that I do. So breaking it up in that sequence, you know, when you go to my account and you look at it, which is Sergio Gomez Art on Instagram, you should be able to see that sequence. So it's easier to see that, yes, I write quotes that I love, and then I also do this Breakfast with Sergio show that you're watching right now, and then I also am a fine artist, and you'll see those as well. So as you scroll, you'll see that sequence over and over, helping you, you know, understand it really quickly what it is that I do. And I think that's the bottom line. You know, whatever you decide to do, you know, try to find a way that works for you, that you can help your audience understand what it is that you do and why you do it. And I think that's what really makes the whole difference. So again, for those of you, my friends, who are thinking about, should I have one, should I have multiple accounts, think about those things that I just mentioned, right? How do you want to be perceived? Does this new project idea or business, does it require its own audience independent from mine? And then the third thing that I want you to think about very quickly is, do you have time? Do you have extra time to take care of that other account? Because every account needs time. As you know, to build an audience requires persistence, requires time, requires effort. Do you have it? If you don't, then I suggest that you stay with the one. So my friend, thank you so much for watching this episode. Please share this episode with a friend. Share it on your stories if you're on Instagram. Share it on your Facebook page. Or if you're listening to the podcast, share it with another friend or give me a review on iTunes. Thank you, my friends, for watching or listening. And I will see you in the next episode of Breakfast with Sergio. Goodbye.